Good morning to you all. We're so glad that you're here with us today at Grace Bible Church on our Faith Promise Sunday. In our call to worship today, I want to draw your attention to the passage that we're going to be in today in Romans chapter 15. And I want to hone in on a phrase that is something that must be understood when it comes to serving the Lord in any realm of service, whether it be in a Christian school or whether it be in a Christian home as a mother or father raising your children. Whether it's in a church or whether it's in a mission endeavor, whatever the Lord has us to do in service to Him, you must understand this. Verse 15 says, "Nevertheless, brethren, I have written the more boldly unto you in some sort." Now, he's writing to these Romans. He's in Corinth. He's heading to Jerusalem. From there, he's going to go to Spain. After he goes to Spain, he says, "I'm going to come to Rome. That's my desire." Very busy man. Serving the Lord. How could he do that? Well, it says here in verse 15, "As putting you in mind because the grace that is given to me of God." You know, when you come underneath the domination of the grace of God, you can do whatever God wants you to do. You can serve the Lord. You can do whatever He wants to do. We've looked back many, many times over the lives of individuals who have serve God, and we say, how in the world were they able to do that? How could the Apostle Paul make three separate missionary journeys and single-handedly cover the majority of the Middle East, Asia, and Europe in three trips? He did so because of this right here, verse 15. "Because the grace that is given to me of God." But what does that mean? God's grace is the delivery of heaven's power to be able to do whatever God tells you to do. But you have to be open to receive that grace. If you try to do it in your own power, you're like the little engine that couldn't. I remember we read that story over and over again to our kids. It told about the two trains, and one of them went up the mountain and said, "I think I can, I think I can." Well, you know, in God's work, if I think you can, that's not going to work it. You got to have God's power to do God's work. That's the secret. That's the wonderful thing about doing God's work. If you come under the domination of His grace, you can do whatever God wants you to do. You can teach in a classroom. You can give a gospel witness to somebody. You can do whatever you need to do if you come under the domination of His grace. If you're trying to do it in your power, you will fail. You will not have the strength that you need. It's not by our power that we serve the Lord. It's by the grace of God. And this chapter, as we're going to continue this morning in our study, is the unfolding of a missionary's heart to involve others in the missionary work. And what is the secret? It's not "I can't." It's "by the grace of God, I will." There's the difference. There's the difference between trying to do something in the power of the flesh and saying, "You know, I'm not going to be able to do this." No, you can't do it. That's the glorious principle. You can't do it. But God can, and He can use you by bestowing His marvelous and unbelievably powerful grace to allow you in your place of service to honor Him and to be able to do whatever God's called you to do. Whether it's a teacher in the classroom, whether it's a mother at home with her children, whether it's a dad at work, whatever the case, my missionary on the mission field, the work can be done if it's done through the grace of God. That's the secret. If you try to do it, oh, we get letters time from time, people leaving the field, "We just couldn't do it. We couldn't do this or couldn't do that." Listen, it's not about us. It's about the power of God and His grace. And that was a secret. That's why in every book written by the Apostle Paul, every book, he honors what? The grace of God. He usually begins and ends with God's grace in every one of his books. Why is that so? Because he came under the dominating power of the grace of God. And that's what we need to do as well. If we're going to serve Him honorably in 2016, if we're going to have an impact for Christ, if we're going to be able to do anything for His glory, it must be through His grace. That is the secret. And may God help us to be underneath that dominating influence and strength of His wonderful grace.